This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Philadelphia police officers attacked, their cars damaged, trying to deal with all that chaos over the weekend, illegal car meetups. This, according to Philadelphia police, one officer in the hospital recovering still this morning. Investigators say these illegal gatherings were reported over a span of about 7 hours, starting late Saturday into early Sunday, and featured hundreds of these cars, drag racing, drifting, trash fires all over the place. So crowds of people engaging in reckless activity, as they say, leading to several, Philadelphia police officers injured, one still in the hospital. And so this morning, the message is, hey, there is even video with a flamethrower. If you were one of those individuals, they have you on camera. So they are going to hunt you down and arrest you.
Good.
We're playing the video right now on the YouTube. It looks...
You know what this looks like? This looks like the end of the Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix.
Very good point, yeah.
Does it not?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pure pandemonium and chaos.
It's chaos right now.
Look at this.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And I think if... I don't know, Phil, if you can go back to the top or restart it, rewind it, whatever you do back there. I mean, right in the beginning, it looks like with that police officer and that vehicle moving, it looks like an SUV that the officer is driving. I swear there's human beings on top of the vehicle while it's moving, right? Or am I missing?
Look at these animals.
It's crazy.
God.
I don't know if you have the City Hall video, but in that one, the drivers are doing burnouts and stunts.
Yeah.
And at one point, they're spinning around a ring of fire.
Yeah, that.
What the heck?
I think that's at the end of the last one.
Okay.
We just played.
Yeah. All right. Well, what other details do we have?
So
I'm very curious. About
the other location other than City Hall, 7400 block of Bustleton Ave, and then at 20th and Patterson, at Island and Bartram Aves, and 15th and Market Streets. All of these are just some of the locations.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of my favorite quotes from Philadelphia Police. They said it was like basically officers were playing a game of whack-a-mole.
Mm-hmm.
So you would go try to disperse one crowd, then they show up someplace else. They move to another place.
Look at these fireworks explosions going off.
And just defiance.
Yeah. If you're not on YouTube right now, it says The Fast and the Furious Philadelphia. This is life in Philly. I'm reading some of the captions and the headlines on whoever recorded this one. Because if you look at it, everybody's recording on their phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be so, I was there. I was a witness, right? Look at this.
And that was the point that they were making, how aggressive they were. And they don't care. Don't care. Even with police, at least 5 police cars are damaged after this.
Yep.
The mobile police station at 15th and Market Street, that was dispatched. 200 vehicles were involved throughout the weekend.
They just jump on police cars.
Yeah.
Like, it's
smashing windshields.
No respect for any. It's right. Just, it's
and if you're an officer, what are you supposed to do?
Oh, I would.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Well, I would go in there with a machine gun.
Yeah, so well, then you would be charged.
Correct.
With attempted murder by D.A. Krasner, and he would want to put you on trial and have you spend the rest of your life behind bars.
F these people.
Has the mayor, Sherelle Parker, issued a statement? Has she posted anything on social media? Where's the mayor at right now? Because we know the D.A. is not going to do anything. The mayor said, I'm going to clean up the streets, right?
Yeah. I know we had at least one deputy commissioner speaking out about it yesterday. I did not see the mayor speaking out about it, but I know that we had high-level, you know, police, at least one of the deputy commissioners, if not two, were out there giving information. But they're saying, anybody, if you are out there, you will face serious charges, and it's on video across the city. So they're now scanning all of this and trying to catch, you know, all of these individuals. That's their goal.
Yep.
215-686-TIPS. If you know anybody who was out there, turn them in.
Not only the police and, you know, putting their lives at risk with this, but the residents around there.
Yeah. Just like, or businesses.
You just hear this. It's just like, why would anybody want to live here?
Right.
Why would anybody want to live in the city? Yep. Honest to God. Yep. Honest to God.
I co-signed that 1,000%. And I want to know how this was orchestrated. How was this organized? Was this communicated via social media? Why don't we start getting law enforcement and agencies involved and tracking down these people that communicated probably through social media? Because you just don't have hundreds, if not thousands, of people showing up like that out of the blue.
No. These are all organized on social media.
Yep.
On a school night, I might add.
I want them tracked down like they walked into the Capitol.
Your parents.
Have you done your homework? So we have also today, we have Aramark workers. They are letting us know they are striking against, and this is all three stadiums, South Philadelphia Stadium, starting today. Cooks, bartenders, other food service workers will begin picketing outside Citizens Bank Park, Wells Fargo Center, as well as Lincoln Financial Field this morning. Union leaders saying workers want family-sustaining wage increases and year-round health care benefits from company leaders. And so they're also releasing a statement saying that, in fact, they hope that you go to the games because the Phillies could clinch tonight. Hopefully, we clinch tonight. Didn't get her done in New York over the weekend. So, you know, officially, it's only a matter of time.
But I mean, they clinch a playoff spot. They haven't clinched the division.
Yeah, clinch the division.
I'm more concerned about what happens come playoff time for Red October if Aramark is on strike. What is it, BYOB, BYOF, bring your own food for the playoffs?
They're telling everybody to
pack a lunch?
Tailgate, yeah.
BYOT, bring your own tailgate.
Bring your own tailgate, yeah.
So they're saying, we hope you go to, you know, support your teams, have a lot of fun, please tailgate.
Yeah.
Beforehand, and don't patronize, you know, inside, buy your own food and drinks, and don't buy your food and drinks from Aramark. Instead, the union suggested tailgating, bring your own stuff.
Were they picketing right outside of our building? Because we are in the Aramark building.
That is correct.
I don't believe so.
Yeah. The file footage I saw that they were right outside our building.
Yeah.
This morning?
Not this morning.
Oh, maybe
I didn't see
they
this
will
morning.
Be.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they will be, which would affect Market Street, if you're coming in later this morning.
Yeah, or me getting home from my nap.
Oh, God.
Jerks. Stop.
Do not interrupt Nick Hale's nap.
Go back to work, people.
So infuriating.
It is.
By the way, after 4 years, SEPTA is reinstating the phased-in parking fees. This starts this morning. So no more free parking. Right, SEPTA riders will be able to pay for parking fees, they say, by using the SEPTA Park app, kiosks, or via text message for your convenience. But no more free parking. And this obviously started during the pandemic when nobody was coming into the city anyway.
Right.
So it's been 4 years, but they had warned us that this was going to happen starting today. You're going to pay.
Okay.
So we have that word. Sponsored by Budget Blinds. Another headline is that over the weekend, we know that former President Donald J. Trump was asked if he would run again if he lost the presidential election this November, and he has said no.
Yeah.
Won't run again.
Yeah.
He also said that in 2020. So.
Yeah, but this time around, you know.
Melania is putting her 6-inch heel down.
Two assassination attempts. He'd be 82. Yeah.
Yeah, that was an interview with Cheryl Atkinson. We have all that audio, and I will play it for you at 7:45 this morning. Or, you know. as close as I can get to.
Yeah.
So good
track. I'm going to try to stay on track today, baby.
What?
Yeah. I'm going to be like the Eagles. I'm going to stay ahead of the chains all day, baby.
That's good. That's good.
Well, we are sponsored by Budget Blinds. Ready for fall? Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation, the only no-questions-asked warranty in the business. When you schedule your consultation, ask about their special radio offer. Thank you, Budget Blinds, for sponsoring Kill & Company. Indeed, sponsors our forecast, both for the our sports and weather. Indeed, need to hire. You're going to love the forecast if you like a little bit cooler weather. So the high today, just 74 degrees. We could see some sprinkles this evening, nothing heavy. But this week, notably cooler temperatures were in the low to mid-70s throughout the week. And not a bright, sunny, full sunny day in store until the end of the week. So enjoy today's cooler temps. We sure need the rain. But hopefully, I believe the rain will hold off for this evening. So just a little cooler, maybe grab your Phillies jacket if you're headed down to the ballpark this evening as the game with the Phils v. the Cubs this evening, 6:40 p.m. Eagles got her done at St. Louis. My pick was, let's see, my pick was...
Not St. Louis.
Saints. Or excuse me, Saints. Why did I say St. Louis? Saints.
New Orleans.
My pick, I was too anxious to get to my pick. My pick was on Friday was 21-14. So I was wrong.
Yes.
I was right that we're going to, we won 15-12.
Yeah. And you had a low scoring game.
Yeah. I did have a low scoring. So
Both Nick and I had higher scoring.
This is why I stay out of the sports news these days, and I let the expert Don Stenson handle that.
Right. No, I don't know about that.
I got umgots this year with this team. Everything I say is the opposite.
So 15-12, that was sweet.
Yeah, we have a little highlight from Saquon Barkley when he went on his mad tear.
Yeah.
So, this audio courtesy of our sister station 94 WIP.
It is second down and 5. Do they keep it on the ground with Saquon Barkley? They do. He breaks free. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30. He's going to go. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley.
Well, that's breaking it wide open. Unbelievable blocking. He comes off of that left side, and there's a crease. And when he hits the crease, he just starts to put on the jets, and he outruns everybody. Marshawn Lattimore is in his wake.
65-yard touchdown run, and the Eagles not only score, but they take the lead.
I know everybody's been killing Howie Roseman with all these bad draft picks with these Georgia kids on defense that can't play a lick. But like, let's give Howie a little credit for getting Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Because without him, they're probably 1-2, if not 0-3. Because it's not the quarterback right now. By the way, Jalen Hurts has more interceptions than touchdown passes through 3 weeks. So,
Jeez. Yeah,
doesn't make me feel too good.
Ouch. We are sponsored by Indeed. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Kill & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:15. Let's get to a Monday Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
And it is brought to you by United Tire. The Big Take, 6 weeks and counting. A month and a half to go. It's the 2024 election, and it is fast approaching. And the big picture crystallized even more over the weekend. From election integrity to razor-thin polling margins to closing the door on more debates and also possible whistleblower confirmation, or perhaps not. We'll get to that coming up at 6:30, but no slow days ahead. But we begin with a follow-up to our local story in Montgomery County that we gave you on Friday's show, and it's now official as the RNC has filed a lawsuit against Montgomery County for, quote, illegally issuing untested early ballots. The defendants, Montgomery County, are the only county in the state of Pennsylvania to have commenced voting without completing LNA testing. If you recall on Friday's show, Commissioner Neil Makija was posting selfies last week on social media because he believed he might have been the first person in the entire state to submit a ballot for early voting. Translation, you might be the first to have broken the law in the state of Pennsylvania and then also add fuel to the fire of early voting and mail-in ballot skepticism in this country. He's also a confirmed and noted Donald Trump hater, posting on his social media feed in September of 2020 that, quote, Trump's mic needs to be muted permanently, end quote. But I'm sure he's very fair and impartial. But good news, however, in another critical swing state, as Georgia's election board has ruled that ballots must be hand counted. That news coming down Friday that ballots must be hand counted by local precincts, despite concerns from election officials and opposition from some state officials. The Georgia election board ruled 3-2 in favor of requiring ballots to be hand counted. According to The Hill, election workers and other members who spoke before the board voted on the rule change, expressed concern that requiring the hand counting of ballots would be cost prohibitive and time prohibitive, particularly as it comes near to the date of the election and it could undermine trust in how elections are conducted. I look at it this way. I don't care how long it takes you, and I don't care how much it costs, because you know what has led to the undermining of trust in how elections are conducted? Machines, technology, printers. So again, I don't care how long it takes, just get it right. This is the United States of America, not a third world country. But when we look at this country and this election from a polling perspective, we're all wondering, how close is this election really? Let's go to election polling data guru Harry Enten of CNN. Here's part one of his latest weekend analysis. Listen and watch this.
My goodness gracious, could the race be any tighter in these battleground states? Look, in the Great Lakes, you got Harris by 2 in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, well within the margin of error. How about in the Sun Belt, though? It's even tighter. You got a one-point race in Nevada favoring Kamala Harris. You got a less than one-point race in North Carolina, Trump ahead, but we're talking about like 0.2 percentage points. Arizona, a one-point advantage. Georgia, a one-point advantage for Donald Trump. The race, very, very close. Now, let's just say the polls were exactly right. What does that mean for the electoral map? Well, it would mean a really tight race. Look at this. Kamala Harris getting 276 electoral votes to Donald Trump's 262, mostly on the basis of winning these Great Lake battleground states, despite the fact that Trump carries 3 of the 4 Sun Belt battleground states. But the bottom line is, Kate Baldwin and dear audience, this race is tight, tight, tight.
Now, in the realm of playing the hypotheticals.
Yes.
So let's do that.
Yes, I love those.
Comparing how, if the polling is off, if the polling is off like it was in 2020, what would that do to the electoral map?
So look at Donald Trump's electoral vote total right now, if the polls were exactly right, 262. But let's say the polls are off like they were back in 2020. Look where he goes. He goes to 312. Why is that? Because the polls underestimated Donald Trump in 2020. So the bottom line is, instead of losing those Great Lake battleground states, he wins all of them. He obviously holds on to North Carolina, Georgia, and Arizona, and he gains Nevada. So if the polls are as good as they were in 2020, despite the fact that at this particular hour, Donald Trump trails in enough states to give Kamala Harris the victory, if the polls are off like they were in 2020, Donald Trump would actually win the election.
And keep in mind that Donald Trump always outperforms the polls. Remember where he was percentage-wise in 2016 and then what he did and built upon in 2020? But if that is accurate with what Harry Enten was showing us, it would be Harris 276, Trump 262. If it's wrong, like it was in 2020, and Trump overperforms again, Trump has a victory that almost mirrors what he did in 2016 over Hillary Clinton. But what if the polls are more like the dreaded midterms of 2022? Here's part two of Harry Enten on CNN. Listen and watch this.
There were big elections since 2020 that involved 2022 midterms. What if it was off? Then now compare it to the polling offage of 2022.
Look, I think a lot of people are focusing on the 2020 polling, Aaron, believing, oh, the polls always underestimate Republicans. Not always, because look at what happens if the polls are off like they were in 2022. Well, Kamala Harris goes from losing that election to winning it with 319 electoral votes. Why? Because the polls underestimated Democrats in 2022. So Kamala Harris gets back all of these Great Lake battleground states, but she adds to her column North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. So the bottom line is, this race is way too close to call, and the past elections show us it's way too close to call, because polls are a tool. They are not Nostradamus.
I got to tell you, I don't see either candidate reaching 300 plus votes in the Electoral College. Not Trump, not Harris, certainly not Harris with 319 to 219. I could see 276 to 262. I could also see 270 to 268, which would lead, I think, to pandemonium and a lot of anxiety across the country, especially if we have to wait a few days for the results after Tuesday, November 5th. But what about the debates? Trump has done two. Kamala has done one. Will we get a Kamala-Trump sequel? Harris says that she's ready. News coming down on Saturday afternoon that Kamala Harris has accepted the CNN invitation to a debate on Wednesday, October 23rd, which would be less than 2 weeks before Election Day. Here's a statement from the Harris campaign saying, quote, "The American people deserve another opportunity to see Vice President Kamala Harris and Donald Trump debate before they cast their ballots." That according to Jen O'Malley Dillon of the Harris Walls campaign, saying, quote, "It would be unprecedented in modern history for there to be just one general election debate. Debates offer a unique chance for the voters to see the candidates side by side and take stock of their competing visions for America," end quote. But keep in mind, the first debate between Trump and Biden was way back on June 27th on CNN with Jake Tapper and Dana Bash. And after what we saw from David Muir and Lindsay Davis on ABC, CNN actually looks like a home field for Trump. We gave CNN credit for being fair and balanced, and they look even better after the ABC debacle. And there's an argument to be made on both sides for Trump and a second debate against Kamala. But what does 45 have to say about it? Here was DJT in North Carolina on Saturday at his latest rally. Listen and watch.
The problem with another debate is that it's just too late. Voting has already started. She's had her chance to do it with Fox. You know, Fox invited us on, and I waited and waited, and they turned it down. They turned it down. But now she wants to do a debate right before the election with CNN because she's losing badly. You know, it's like a fighter. She sees the polls. She sees what's happening. She's losing badly. But it's like a fighter who goes into the ring and gets knocked out. The first thing he says is, "I want a rematch. I want a rematch. And I won all of the primaries." Remember, she won none. She went into no primaries. She got no votes. Biden, in all fairness, I'm no fan. But in all fairness to him, he got 14 million votes. She got none. She's done one debate. I've done two. It's too late to do another. I'd love to in many ways, but it's too late. The voting is cast. The voters are out there immediately. Is everybody voting? Please get out and vote.
And I do agree with Trump. October 23rd, it's too late. Voting certainly has already started. But by October 23rd, if not by now already, most people have made up their minds. I also agree with Trump about Kamala Harris turning down Fox in a cowardly fashion. Where I disagree is with the boxing analogy that Trump keeps using. I'm not sure that she is losing in the polls like he claims that she is, and I don't think she lost the first debate. But I legitimately could argue both sides. Part of me says, get back in the ring. Go on CNN, where you were treated fairly, and crush her. But that would require laser focus. And strategically, I would also say this. Trump, in a potential debate, should bring up the dangerous rhetoric that they have used that has led to attempts on his life and pin the blame on their verbiage. And then, of course, hammer home economy, border, and war. And ignore her bait. Don't take it in the event you do get in the ring one more time, which it doesn't look like that will happen. That said, on the flip side, I think she's very confident to debate him again. I think that's why she's accepted a second debate, because she got the first one out of the way, and maybe she's feeling like she can goad him into taking the bait a second time. But it looks like all we have left is Vance and Walls on October 1st, and that appears to be it. And that's the big take.
Big Take on Kale and Company.
Brought to you by United Tire. Right now, when you buy any four tires at United Tire, you'll receive a free oil change or a basic four-wheel alignment. United Tire cares as much about your car as you do. Visit UnitedTire.com to find the locally owned United Tire location nearest you. Don't drive alone. Drive United. We have a lot to get to when it comes to the election in the next 45 minutes, from early voting in person underway in three states. We've got battleground updates and also more ballot shenanigans, once again in a county that we are all too familiar with when it pertains to a swing state like Arizona. It's all still on tap this morning. Nick, Dawn, and Greg, Kale and Company on a Monday morning. Back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Eagles Joe sent me a tweet during the break. He says, I think CNN treated Trump fairly at that debate because the mission was set. Make Biden look horrible to stage the coup to replace him. I highly doubt the network would treat him the same way with Kamala, a set candidate in place. And I don't disagree with that first part, but I disagree with the second part. After the ABC travesty, CNN would have to be fair or run the risk of getting the same justified treatment that ABC has had to endure after that disgraceful moderation performance from David and Lindsay a few weeks ago, whatever it is at this point. But Dawn, I'm going to get your thoughts on this. Kamala has accepted and Trump has said no thanks. It's too late. Your thoughts? Smart move by Trump? Missed opportunity? What do you think?
I think that Kamala Harris, her camp knew that it was late and they had an opportunity early on to lock in debates. They did not. And so now it's disingenuous and they're just trying to make the headlines and cause the discussion to make Trump look like, I don't know, he's afraid or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's way too late. It's ridiculous. So yeah,
and to that point, I just don't know, as much as I would love to see it, as much as I think it would be an opportunity for Trump to, you know, kind of correct whatever flaws that he presented the first time around on September 10th. But let's be real. I mean, today's September 23rd. A month from now, it's October 23rd. You're 12 days from an election. How many people on it? And even with that little sliver out there of the undecideds, the little bit of the independent out there that could sway the election one way or the other, do we really think there's anybody out there that will go into that debate on October 23rd if it went off saying, you know what, I'm going to sit down tonight and in the next 90 minutes, I'm going to arrive at a conclusion? I honestly don't even know that there's that many independents out there or undecideds. Like, we can sit here and look at polls, and we'll do that in a little bit. Virginia, New York, and then obviously the battleground states, whether it's the Sun Belt or the, you know, the Big Ten states, whatever you want to call them, of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. I just don't know how many more people out there would sit back and say, man, Trump had a great, objectively looking at it, Trump had a great night. You know what, Trump, you've got my vote. Or Kamala Harris, wow, you all of a sudden, you gave me policy for 3 minutes. You've got my vote. By October 23rd, I think we're all just sitting here saying, can we just get to Election Day already, right? Like, so I don't even know what it accomplishes. And if that doesn't accomplish anything, we're only about a week away, right? 8 days. I think next Tuesday's the Veep debate. Is that going to impact anybody's decision-making at all either? Because those two candidates have actually been more visible than their running mate atop the ticket, if you look at the math, right? Walz has done 4 appearances, Harris is 3, Trump's done 14, J.D. Vance has done like 60.
It won't. I don't know if it'll necessarily change people's minds, the Veep debate, but it will control the media narrative for that week. So if it's, you know, earned media or whatever, you know, whatever the fireworks are, if there are any, or whoever, quote unquote, wins that debate, that will be the talking point for the media for the next couple of days. So I guess you can control the news cycle how well or bad your candidate does.
Yeah. And to your point with media coverage and what narrative is set, what was the word of the summer? The word of the summer was weird.
Yep.
And what's going to be on full display if either guy, Walz or Vance, brings up weirdness? It's going to be, look how weird this guy, right? Tim Walz, I can already tell you what's going to happen. Everybody's going to be on social media. Look at Tim Walz. He's flailing. He's waving his arms. What's going on with his arms and all the weirdness of Tim Walz? Which, by the way, did you see the video over the weekend of Tim Walz changing the oil in his vehicle?
Oh, we have that.
Goodness gracious. He's just trying to, like, resonate with the working class Joe out there.
I mean, that is a nice car he has. It's a 79... Some sort of a Bronco, I think.
Okay.
It's a pretty cool car. But yeah, he's sitting there talking about Project 2025.
Right, and then he transitions to that.
Yeah, it's very, it's very staged and very the douche chilly.
Douche chilly. Just a thought, though, about as far as Trump and the debates. You know, Kamala Harris took, what, 5+ days where we never saw her. The excuse was, I'm preparing for the debate.
Hunkered down.
And so I think, you know, in this, for her to take off a week in that last week of October allows her the opportunity to say, oh, I'm getting ready for the debate.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's better to be out there. And I think that when you think about monetarily a campaign, for the Trump campaign to do rallies every day, to be out there, spend their money more wisely. But as well, they can point out to say, why isn't the candidate out? Why isn't she doing interviews? She was in the headlines again over the weekend and this morning again for not answering the questions. Mm-hmm. At some point, she's got to answer the question. So I think a debate would allow her the excuse, well, I'm getting ready for the debate.
Uh-huh. You're exactly
does she,
right.
Does she have to answer the questions, though? I get it. We, you know,
at some point,
informed,
it's a bad look.
Any informed voter should say, hey, you know what? We don't know where she stands on this, that, and the other. But we have Stephanie Ruhle on Bill Maher over the weekend basically saying she doesn't have to answer anything. There's two questions, and the other is a threat to democracy. So, I mean, that's the way they're looking at it. Her campaign is taking a calculated approach that this is going to benefit them. The less she talks in scripted, in unscripted interviews, and the more she stays on script and does these rallies, the better it's going to be for her.
Mm-hmm.
So they're making this this decision to go, you know, full throttle down this road. Will it pay off? I guess we're going to see in 45 days.
It's very interesting what their internal polling is telling them. Is their strategy working by hiding her? If it is, if they look at their numbers and say yes, then they continue to do so. But the counter to that has been that Kamala's internal polling is not nearly as good as the external polling is showing, which is why she's trying to get Trump involved in a second debate to boost their numbers. Which one's accurate, which one's true, I don't know, and we only see one of the two, right? We only see the polls that are publicly, we're not privy to what they see internally.
Well, you brought up a really good point in your big take, by the way. If you missed it, if you're tuning in right now at 640, just go back on the Odyssey app on the Rewind and hit 615 on the chapters section there. It's a very cool feature on the Odyssey app. You brought up a good point that the polls for Trump have always gotten his support wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2022, and that was 2016 and 2020 when he was on the ballot, but in 2022, the polls also underestimated the Democrat support after the Roe decision. So, you know, at this point, it's like, yeah, she's up 5 here, she's up 3 there, mm-hmm. he's up 1 there. There's a new New York Times Siena poll that was out this morning, that came out this morning, that has him taking the lead in mostly all the Sun Belt states, Arizona and all that. So, you know, who knows at this point?
The question, I think, and when you look nationwide, you can sit there and point out, look at Republicans' records since Roe v. Wade, when abortion's been on the ballot. They've lost every election. I don't know if it's 9, 10, 11, or 12 at this point, but it's basically an offer. But also, you can maybe, if you're trying to feel better about that and create yourself some positive optimism as far as, you know, what the polls have shown historically versus the turnout. I mean, if we're being honest, Mastriano and Oz were not great candidates. And also, debates didn't really seem to impact because most people had their mind made up. But I'll go back to what Dawn said two Thursdays ago at Scottish Rite Auditorium when we were getting ready to intro Don Jr. and Dom. And Dawn was firing up the crowd and she says, Republicans, Trump supporters, conservatives, and I'm paraphrasing here, but Dawn, I think you remember this. It's time to come out of the closet. As far as coming out of the closet from a polling perspective, I think that's why Trump does always overperform and outperform the polls, because I think a lot of people that are polled publicly don't want to say, for whatever the reason might be, they're a Trump supporter, which is why he always eclipses the expectation.
I would have agreed with that in 16 and 20. I don't agree with that now. I think Trump supporters are out. I think they're vocal.
No,
I think you see
not.
All the okay.
Women are not. I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
I saw people over the weekend.
So you like suburban moms?
Mm-hmm.
Like okay.
Dawn, I hear you. I know what you're saying. Can't do it.
But I don't wave the flag.
Canceled.
I don't put out the hat. The whole bit.
Okay.
Well, if you're a Mets fan and you're a female and you went to Citi Field, we're going to get to this story later in the 9 o'clock hour. A lady got banned from the stadium because she refused it. An African American lady wearing a MAGA hat, and the Mets wouldn't allow her in.
Yeah, I mean that's
and you wonder why they stay in the closet, right?
And if you the thing about it is, like yard signs, So I even say, because I have Trump, I have all these Trump Force 47 events that I go to, and I have stuff in my minivan. And my, you know, my kids are like, Mom, if you put up that Trump, those Trump signs in front of the house, we're going to get vandalized.
Uh-huh.
And but you see Harris Walls signs everywhere. What's the difference? Because the culture is that you are allowed to discriminate. You are allowed to even physically attack, verbally attack Trump supporters who are outward about it, because you better know your place and stay in the closet.
Yeah.
It's not right. It's the only allowed type of discrimination that's out there.
Yeah. It's very interesting, isn't it? Man, by the way, too, and I know I don't travel as much as you do, but I and this, again, I don't think it means anything. I'm going to be consistent. Same thing with rally sizes. I still don't see a ton of Harris Walls stuff. And that's, I'm, now granted, I go to like four different places, and I have like three different routes I take most of my days throughout the week. Even going up to the Lehigh Valley and getting off and going through Northampton County yesterday for my, brother-in-law's daughter's birthday party. I just don't see a lot of Harris Walls stuff. I still see more Trump stuff. And maybe it's just the select path I'm on. I know it means nothing in the grand scheme of things. But I'm not seeing a lot of Harris Walls stuff. And you're also not seeing a lot of people publicly in the, you know, athlete entertainer world, which we'll get to a little bit later in the show. They've kind of dialed back the support for Kamala Harris in Democrats. It's very different this time around, I think, compared to 2020, where everybody under the sun was coming out to back Biden against Trump. Very interesting dynamic. We'll kick that around in the 9 o'clock hour as well. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in your calls on the other side as we wrap up the 6 o'clock hour. But first, a word from the Piazza Auto Group. And we're speaking specifically about Volkswagen. That's right, the VW 2024 Tiguan. Turbocharged SUV. Features 4Motion all-wheel drive with active control. With the turn of a dial, you are able to switch between 4 different modes to fit your current driving conditions. And perhaps best of all, it's available right now with 0% APR for 60 months or a $2,000 customer bonus. Now is the time to visit Piazza Volkswagen of Ardmore and Langhorne to learn more about the new 2024 Tiguan or shop online at piazzavw.com.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Greg Stocker always says Friday, the best edition of the cut sheet. I prefer Mondays after all of the shows from Friday and Saturday, Sunday. You got like a 72-hour collection sample and size of all the talking heads and the pundits, all the data. All the bad opinions. We'll get to that coming up 7:45. We'll wrap up the hour, though, with your phone calls, 855-839-1210. Let's go to Ed. He's in Del Ran. He's got some thoughts. What's up, Eddie?
Hey.
Hey, bud.
It's the new work week, so I must speak to Nick, Dawn, and Greg, or I'll go out and I'll have to streak. But anyway, little joke for you.
Are you drinking already? Eddie, are you already cocktailing?
Yeah, because... Let me tell you something. Tim Walz, this is why I'm cocktailing. Tim Walz said the truest thing I ever heard. Can we afford 4 more years of this?
I did.
Oh, my God. I could not believe it.
Yeah, I did see that. Was that the one? Was that when he was in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania? I know he was all over the place this past weekend.
It was, yeah.
You got it, my friend.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, I was in Bethlehem yesterday. Unfortunately, Timmy and I didn't cross paths, so I was hoping to swing by and, you know, shake his hand and flail my arms around. Which, by the way, can I just go back to the whole... The ad with him changing the oil in that Bronco. I mean, honest to God, you talk about a guy who's trying to resonate with middle-class America. Like, have you ever gone to your local United Tire and your guy's, like, you know, changing the oil or whatever?
Can we play just a little bit of it right now?
Yeah.
Phil,
I can't get over that.
Phil, can you grab cut two here? He posted this on his social media accounts, right?
Correct.
So this is himself working on a truck while talking about Project 2025. Phil, just play a little bit of this. Cut to Joe.
Hey, everybody. Governor Walz here. My 79 International Harvester Scout and my 5-year-old Black Lab Boxer Scout. Everything works on here, except one thing I'm still tinkering with. Cruise control. So I'm going to show you how to fix that. At the same time, we talk about creating an opportunity economy so that everybody can get the opportunity to thrive. So come here, take a look at this. I'll show you how this thing works. It's fascinating how the cruise control works on these old vehicles. All right, here we go. 345 International Motor, no computers, all analog. And this is the cruise control.
Yeah.
This thing works on vacuum, pulls, and this is ingenious. This arm is just a chain that slides back and forth inside this arm. And when it's working, works within a couple miles per hour. If J.D. Vance, along with Donald Trump, get the opportunity, the folks getting the tax cuts are going to be the billionaires. They don't care about fixing the cruise control on a 79 International because they can buy whatever they want. Middle class folks are the ones that need the tax cut. That's what a President Harris administration will do.
By the way, can I just say that this stuff like this is the reason why the Harris campaign picked him instead of Josh Shapiro? Because you can say what you will, this is a staged cringe fest. However, you're never going to see Josh Shapiro doing this.
Yeah, I would agree with that. No, Josh Shapiro would try to buy a spiked lemonade and get carded and then be denied. Which is another great story we forgot to get to last week. But real quick, and I know Dawn wants to jump in. So you're talking about cruise control in your car, and then all of a sudden you pivot to opportunity economy. It's like changing your oil. Like, have you ever been at a United Tire, and your guy's changing the oil, and he looks up and he goes, so how about that Project 2025? It's just, I always say Democrats historically have been better at messaging, but this administration and the one that we're currently living in are awful at messaging. It's really odd. It's very weird, actually. But go ahead, Dawn.
No, I just think that it's, first of all, the fact, if this were a Republican, they would find 10 new ways to rip him. But everybody puts it out there, oh, this is so cute. So Josh Shapiro would not shake the hand of his wife, who was his childhood sweetheart, by the way. I mean, Tim Walz is just awkward. He's such a liberal governor. Look at his energy policies. They're not going to look at any of that. Right now, he's being sued by his neighboring states.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he's a policy disaster. They'll never point that out. Instead, they go, oh, look, he's tinkering with his car.
Uh-huh. The working class man. Kamala Harris's defining mission is to invest in the middle class, as the middle class has been decimated under Harris and Biden the last 4 years. 855-839-1210. Dawn will have some news to kick off hour number two. And then we've got a lot of stuff to get to election-wise when it pertains to ballots as well as early voting in three states, including one that is still within striking distance for Donald Trump. We're back after this here on Kale & Company.
Start your day with Kale & Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.